Okay, Sam, your reaction to the Kroger partnership in 5 words or less.
Possibilities through partnership.
Ooh, good. This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome, and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agrinovis Indiana, and this is the podcast where we explore all things ag bioscience, the people, the products, the innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Companies are making critical investments in sustainability, delivering new innovations that preserve natural resources while feeding a growing world. This week's guest is making history with such an innovation, announcing his Indiana-based company will bring the world's first carbon-neutral egg to the U.S. market. Sam Krause is Vice President of Business Development for MPS Egg Farms. Sam, delighted to have you today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mitch. Glad to be here.
This is a giant announcement. I'm eager to dig in, but before we dig into what a carbon neutral egg is and what it means to the U.S. market, we have to dig into your background a little bit. Share with us, if you will, more about your path. If I remember right, State Department of Agriculture to ConAgra, and now you're bringing this carbon neutral innovation to market here at MPS. Tell us more about your career.
Yeah, gladly. So you got it. I started at the Indiana State Department of Agriculture doing economic development work and international trade right out of undergrad. Great experience to get into government, learn a little bit about Indiana agriculture specifically. From there, I realized I wanted a path outside of government, and I headed to Michigan to get my MBA. Out of there, went to ConAgra Foods, where I practiced marketing, serving some of the same customers that MPS serves in the grocery and retail space. Focused on food there, obviously, as well. After a couple of years there, realized, you know, the lure of the family business at MPS was too great. Getting the chance to work for my family for the benefit of, you know, the people I love was pretty exciting. So I came back there, and I've been here for about 6 years now, running different parts of the show, working in operations, running our pullet farm, doing some operational work from the office for a while, and I've been in business development for a couple of years now, focused on sales and marketing.
Incredible. And for those that aren't familiar, MPS, Sam, part of an incredible ecosystem of egg production here in the state, Indiana, third largest producer of eggs in the country. Share with us more about MPS, your unique products, and what you and your family and team are bringing to the market.
Sure. Yeah, our history actually starts in 1875. Daniel Strauss, my ancestor, built a water-powered grain mill here in North Manchester. Through the generations, we've had one business or another, selling coal, ice, all the things a small town needs. Family history says we sold a little moonshine at one point, another thing a small town needed. In the 60s, we were a feed and general store, and my grandfather saw that farms were becoming more vertically integrated and founded MPS, Midwest Poultry Services, at that point, with some partners, building some of the very first consolidated egg farms in the entire country. So at that time, one farm would be about 300,000 hens that my grandfather would build. Today, we have one house that's 500,000 hens. So The business has grown really significantly. The methods of farming have. My dad joined the business in the 1980s, took it over, and really oversaw a lot of its growth, where today we're the eighth largest egg producer in the country. We have significant growth in cage-free eggs and some of the new trends that consumers are looking for, along with our bread and butter and conventional eggs that that feed a whole lot of people.
I love the idea of really starting with a consumer and working backwards. And there's so much of the innovation that you and the team at MPS have driven really around sustainability, likely driven by consumer demand. Talk with us a little bit more before we jump into the carbon neutral egg piece. I think it's important we set the stage with sustainability. How have you and the team really evolved your focus on sustainability? And is that driven in large part by the consumer?
It definitely is. You know, one of the things I love about agriculture, and I think it can apply to production methods across all different industries, but sustainability is so closely tied to efficiency and just running a good business. So I would say every farmer, every egg producer is focused on sustainability and good stewardship of our resources, just as the normal course of doing business. So that's played out for MPS in a few ways. One of the things that obviously we always look at is efficiency of production, mainly with feed and water. So today, compared to where our company started, we're able to produce a dozen eggs with about 30% less water and about 50% less feed. So a huge efficiency growth in terms of the resources that we use to produce the same dozen eggs.
That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. Modern agriculture, you know, it's production practices, it's genetics of the chickens, it's a lot of things that go into that. The whole, like you referenced, the ecosystem all coming together to increase sustainability for farming. We're taking that one step further now. We're actually piloting a program working with local farmers to source low carbon grain, more efficiently produced, better nitrogen utilization, things like that. About 60% of the carbon footprint of an egg comes from the feed. So we're really trying to address that not only with our carbon neutral Kipster project, but across our whole portfolio. So we're excited to see that project come to life. The other side of the chicken, if you will, that I'll mention is, of course, the manure. Since about the 2000s, we've been drying all of our manure rather than sending it out wet. That allows farmers to apply it a little more efficiently so that it becomes a really nice nitrogen source rather than something that gets over-applied or inconsistently applied, let's say. So it's a nice evolution there as well. There too, we just announced recently the creation of BioNutrients, which is going to be a new higher-end natural fertilizer serving the organic and specialty markets that we're really excited to have come to life.
Yeah, incredible partnership with Hello Nature, if I remember correctly.
That's right. Yeah, another good company with an Indiana footprint.
Absolutely. So many good pieces on the sustainability front and incredible evolutions in terms of really reducing the demand for inputs on the eggs. That's really interesting. That takes us to the big news, Sam. Mm-hmm. And that big news is bringing the first carbon neutral cage-free egg here to the United States. That is a big statement, a big announcement. Hmm. Tell us more about the product. Tell us more about the partnership and where can folks find it?
Yeah, we're so excited about it. And really, it's the partnership that it's allowed it to come to life. We've been a Kroger supplier for nearly our entire company history for over 50 years. Today, we are their largest egg supplier, supplying about 50% of their eggs nationwide. So from that great foundation of trust and mutual appreciation and respect, Kroger invited us to the table when they were exploring this Kipster project. It was in 2019. They had been talking with the Dutch company Kipster about their method of carbon neutral egg production. They had gotten a long way in the US market, but needed a good local partner to come in. So we traveled over to the Netherlands, met with the guys there at Kipster, and we're really impressed with the operation we saw. Kipster is a company that really is rooted in ideals and lives their ideals in everything they do. It's very clear in the way they feed the chickens, care for the chickens, think about every piece of their operation. And we were just so excited to become a part of it. So it took a couple more years to learn how to bring this Dutch system to life in the United States, finding the right partners here for feed and other inputs. But once we got those together, it makes for a great opportunity for everybody. So we're just really excited about that possibility.
And if I remember correctly, Sam, correct me if I'm wrong here, the brand will be marketed under Simple Truth. Is that correct?
They're going to be called Simple Truth Kipster Eggs. So it will be a Kroger private label in partnership with Kipster. In the Netherlands, you'd find these marketed as Kipster Eggs. And here they'll be Simple Truth Kipster.
And I know there is likely proprietary, or there are likely proprietary things that go into this system, but could you give folks just a flyover of, you know, what are some of the things that are done to achieve carbon neutrality?
Yeah, like I mentioned, Kipster is really revolutionary in egg production in almost every way. Then I would say their biggest ideological focus is using every single resource to its highest possible use. So that starts with land, where they say, all right, if land can be efficiently used to grow food for humans, then we ought to use it for that. And if animals can eat food that's a byproduct, then they should be doing that. So Kipster aspires to use 100% byproduct feed. Most of that is coming from bakery byproducts, from leftovers from the bakery industry. But we're also looking at every single ingredient and finding, all right, are there ways that we can reuse other sources of inputs that may not normally be used in feed. So that's really where it starts. Like I mentioned before, about 60% of the carbon footprint of an egg comes from the feed. So that's obviously the first thing that we address. From there, we used solar panels to provide 100% of the power for the facilities. There's some really beautiful Dutch designed barns that we're excited to bring here as well. So that's the biggest piece of it in terms of the carbon neutral. I would say in terms of the resource utilization in general, you know, Kipster wants to look at all the chickens as well and say, all right, is there a way to get these hens into the human food stream? Right now, all of our spent hens go into pet food. It's great chicken protein. Your dogs love to eat it. And Kipster says, all right, can we take this one step up the chain? So we're looking at ways to use all of our hens and the roosters as well within the human food stream. We're excited to bring that piece of it to life as well.
I love the continuous innovation. We're talking with Sam Kraus, Vice President of Business Development at MPS Egg Farms. Now, Sam, walk us through what this rollout is going to look like. Can we find these eggs today? And what are you going to see if I'm in North Manchester? What am I going to see up there today that maybe I wouldn't have seen in the past?
Yeah, we'll see some glinting barns with big glass panels. Transparency is another one of the ideals of Kipster. So we'll actually have an open visitor center. If you find yourself in Indiana, you are more than welcome to drive up to the barn, come in, read a little bit about Kipster and see the chickens doing their thing.
Very neat.
It'll be a great open atmosphere there with jungle gyms where the chickens can climb and do a lot of their natural behaviors that we're really excited about. When we roll out the product, it will be at Kroger stores nationwide, starting small. I will say, because eggs are a natural product, this is another thing about Kipster, is they want consumers to understand where their food comes from. So in the Netherlands, they actually sell the small eggs to customers, saying with a little note inside the packaging, these eggs come from young chickens. As the chickens grow up, they'll lay bigger eggs. Thank you for sticking with us through the process. It's a really nice piece of the message. Here we'll be selling medium eggs and growing into large eggs as we go. So it'll be a ramp up from the beginning of 23. And then we'll be in Kroger stores nationwide around the end of 23.
Excellent. So Christmas morning, 2023, we can have these eggs. We can look for them at Kroger, right?
You certainly can.
Excellent. All right, Sam, last question for you. What's the few, I mean, you have delivered a tremendous amount of innovation in MPS eggs. Sounds like you're just getting started. What's the future look like for MPS Egg Farms?
The future's bright. We're going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to be a family-owned and operated business here in North Manchester. We have a great community that supports us, and we love to give back to it. So we want to bring all the success to this community and the country. You know, we've got a great partnership with Kroger. We look forward to expanding that all across the nation and continue to grow our business.
So good. Sam, thank you for making the investment in Indiana. Thank you for continuing to grow the business in Indiana. And thank you for bringing global innovation in the food system to North Central Indiana. This is really incredible. Sam Kraus is Vice President of Business Development for MPS Egg Farms. Sam, thank you so much for investing the time to be with us today.
Thank you, Mitch.
And thank you for tuning in to Ag Bioscience. Get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while you're there, you can also access our entire library of archived episodes. And you can always learn more online at agrinovisindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovis Indiana team, I'm Mitch Frazier, thanking you for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.